broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha four-stroke outboards from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F-350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full four-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 1, and on the web at rockiesmarine.com. 772-3949 or toll-free 800-478-3949. Tradio is also supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell, on the web at petersburgproperties.com.
Good morning, Petersburg. You're listening to Tradio. If you have anything to buy, sell, or trade, you can give us a call at 907-772-3808, and we will put you on the air. Okay, we already have one. All right. I'm also here with my host, Joe Bertignoli.
I'm not, though. You're the host. I'm just the auxiliary.
Okay, well, how about we both co-host?
Okay, yeah. I got you there. Yeah. I'm good with that.
Uh-huh. Okay, so we do have a caller. Ah, man. Okay, caller on line one, you are on the air.
Joseph Quickland. I'm looking for some old satellite dishes that, you know, like somebody would want to donate to science for a project out at Five Finger Lighthouse where they're trying to get the overwater sounds of whales. And so they're trying to hook up a microphone to this to get a magnification of it. So it's that parabolic dish shape that we're looking for. You know, at about 2 to 3 foot, you know, like an old satellite dish. Okay. If anybody has any of those kicking around that they might want to donate to the cause, you can give me a call at 650-7228. And of course, that's 907.
Yeah. So Joseph, when you say what size, is it, what about the bigger dishes?
Well, it's something that you can kind of manipulate by hand, mm-hmm. and set up on a, you know, crude tripod kind of thing. So, yeah, like a...
Okay. Well, I got a couple of them. I don't know how big they are.
Is good.
I had a couple of them. I don't know how big they are. I had one with DirecTV, and I had one with my other one. I actually got two in my yard. But I think they're like 4 foot. They're bigger though. I think maybe even 5 foot diameter.
Yeah. Well, that's a possibility.
Because you can maneuver them by hand. That's for sure. Because I had them on their ground level, so I could actually have moved them when I had to adjust the dish.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I got your number. If you don't get any response when I get home, I'll measure them and I'll give you a call.
Okay. Great.
All right.
Yum.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Yep, you're back.
All right, Joseph.
All right, and now we have a caller on line two. You are on the air.
Yeah, good morning. Glenn Reed here, Joe again.
Hey, Glenn.
Still got those flashing program. Need to move crate out of storage. Make an offer of error on Facebook again this week.
Okay, I had I was looking back at my old notes. You got the sizes of those again, Glenn? I think here it is. I still have it on the old notes from last week. 7 pieces, 7 inches wide. Or 7, wait a minute, what I got? 7 wide, no. No, by 10 feet.
Yes, 6 pieces of brown flashing, 12 inches wide, right. 10 feet long.
Right.
7 pieces of brown flashing, okay.
Yeah, 7 pieces, 7 wide by 10 feet. Got it. With the and that,
throwing in the roofing screws.
And screws, yep. Okay, and just looking for an offer on this to get it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And the next item, I've got 3 glass top end tables, wood. One is 28 inches square and 20 high. And these are on Facebook again this week, you know, with pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Then the other the other two of the three are 24 by 22 and 20 inches high.
22 by 20 inches high. And that's wood frame with a glass top.
Yeah, right.
Wood tables with glass top. Okay. Two of those and then one of the 28 square.
Actually, one of the 28 square and 20 high and two of the
24s.
Smaller ones.
Right. Gotcha. Yeah. Yep. Got it.
Yeah, thanks, Joe.
And you got a number, Glenn?
Yeah, 907-518-0817.
You're on.
All right.
Thanks, Glenn.
Okay, thanks. Have a good morning.
You too.
Okay, and let's drop right into another caller on line one. You are on the air.
Well, good morning. And who's the new voice, Joe?
That's Isaiah.
Hi.
He's the new Isaiah. Man.
Yeah. This is Sally from the Sons of Norway and mm-hmm. the Muskeg Mallareers. Two halves today. Bingo this Friday. Doors open at 6. Bingo starts at 7. All are welcome to play in the community. It's not just for Sons of Norway members. Must be 19 years or older to play. This week, I'm doing monkey bread, which is kind of an old-time favorite mm-hmm. with our group. Thought it was time to get it out there again. And then the Muskeg Mallareers, you know, we have been hosting Oktoberfest for 43 of the 49 years it's been in existence here. And tomorrow, between 11 and 1 in front of Rexall, mm-hmm. we're doing sign-ups for booths for both the nonprofits, the food room, and the main floor. You need to be in person or send a representative to sign you up and pay. That's what holds your space. And please don't call us and try to ask us to do something because you're out of town. Get a friend to do it because we get in trouble. People yell at us if think their favorite space is taken and the person wasn't in line. So tomorrow between 11 and 1, we have the forms there. We've got the map. We've got everything that you can get to get excited about getting all your stuff ready for Oktoberfest, and that is October 25th. We try to do it the fourth Saturday of the month, keep it kind of consistent throughout our 43 years of doing this, and we hope we get lots of signer-uppers tomorrow.
And for the uninitiated, what exactly goes on at Oktoberfest?
Well, it's like the pre-holiday bash for shopping, and it's local artists, craftsmen, bakers, and also nonprofits can promote their nonprofits.
You know,
like
that's
the
great.
Arts Council and Rainforest Festival and the Rotary, and there's lots of groups that, like, you know, have a membership drive, the museum, the library board. Lots of people like to find out what's going on in town, and especially if they're new to town, it's a really good opportunity. And then on the main floor, we have the sellers of the arts and crafts, and then at one end we have the bake sale. We have wrapped baked goods, and then in the activity room we have lunch or breakfast or make and take, you know, grab it and take it. There'll be food vendors there.
Wow.
We limit that to 5 or 6, but there's a nice variety.
Yeah. Yep.
And we have 2 sizes of tables. We have 8-foot or 4-foot. The 4-foot literally is a card table and a chair. It's not like huge, but mm-hmm. it's $35 for that, and it's $50 for the 8-foot table. You can bring your own table, or Parks and Rec does have a limited supply that you can rent from them. I think it's $10, and they will put your name on it and have it there on a table dolly in the morning when it's time to come and set your stuff up.
Okay. Great.
Yeah,
it's kind of fun.
It's a good opportunity. Everybody goes there and does their early Christmas shopping to get crafts and stuff that you just don't see on the store shelves.
Right.
Yeah.
It's all locally made. Mm-hmm. You can't bring stuff in from China and sell it there. This is local artists uh-huh. and craftspeople, which is kind of different from the one that happens at the Sons of Norway. That can be kind of anything that you want to sell.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first Saturday in December.
Okay. Well, thanks very
Anyhow.
Much, Sally.
Yeah. You guys enjoy the nice weather and get out and get some direct vitamin D3.
We'll do. Thanks, Allie.
Thanks.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Okay, and we have got another caller on line two. You are on the air.
Hey, good morning, guys. This is Sunny Rice. I'm calling about the Rainforest Festival, which is this weekend.
Oh, yes.
And I wanted to let folks know that we have three spots left on the second boat that's going up the Stikine River. So that's going to be $266, and you can sign up at akrainforestfest.org. So we went up a couple weekends ago just for fun, and oh my gosh, it's so beautiful up there. And on these sunny days, it should be really nice. So there's three spots left. It's a cool opportunity to go up the river with a bunch of friends, and Robin Roberts will be there to give people photography tips if they want to do that. But they can also just enjoy themselves on another sunny day. And then the festival itself starts tomorrow. There's a keynote event at the opening event at the Wright Auditorium, which is filmed by our local filmmaker Kelly Bakus. Should be pretty cool. Friday is the art opening, and if you're an artist, today is the day. The deadline is 5 p.m. today to get your artwork into the Claussen Museum to be shown in that art show. And then Sunday night, we're having a community potluck, so people can show off their harvested items or their vegetable things from their garden or whatever they found at the grocery store. And but take a look at the schedule. There's a whole bunch of other things, too. Art, you have a visiting woman from Wrangell who's going to teach us about traditional uses of plants. Several different events with her. So look at that schedule. Give me a call if you have any questions, 772-3381.
Okay.
You know, folks will come out.
So that I read it's rainforestfest.org.
Yeah, AK Rainforest.
I forgot the AK. Yeah, akrainforest.org.
.org. Yeah.
Yeah, and that would have all the schedule and everything on it, right?
Yep, the whole schedule is there. If you want to sign up for the Stikine River trip, that's there too. Yep.
Three spots left. Got it.
Yep.
Great.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Sunny.
Thanks, Sunny.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and the phones are off the hook.
Off the rails.
I know. caller on line one, you are on the air.
Well, thank you kindly. Hello, Joe. Hello, Isaiah. This is Nicole McMurrin. How are you guys?
Good.
We're here.
I'm glad the phone lines are hopping for you. Uh-huh. You know, like first time around, that's better than like having to make a bunch of stuff up, you know. Although you do have Joe.
So, you know, right. Are you accusing me of making stuff up, Nicole?
Oh, that's being eloquent.
Everything I say is nothing but truth and
the gab.
Reality. I speak reality.
Mm-hmm.
With hey, a little twist.
I'm calling to speak little plant cuttings. I've got I cut back my geraniums yesterday. So if anybody's looking for some for a little garden spreader, there's just a little stack of cuttings at the top of the driveway at 500 Casino Street. Some little bags there. Come and grab some. And plant them in your garden if folks were looking. So I just wanted to let folks know.
Oh yeah, that's good. Those are always welcome. People love to get the starts and get going.
Yeah, and geraniums, really, the deers don't eat them. They get pretty pink flowers. They spread. They're a good starter. They're for mm-hmm. people who don't know what to do with the plant. So there you go.
That would be
500
me.
500 Casino.
500.
Thanks for the time, guys.
Is that 500? You said, Nicole.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right,
bye.
Thanks. Bye. All right, yeah. The one thing on our end is KFSK, we're still looking for a corkboard.
Oh, the corkboard.
So, you know, if anyone has a corkboard or something that might be similar to pin little photos and stuff up on, that would be nice. Mm-hmm. You know, anywhere from 3 to 4 to 5 feet would be good. Just putting the word out there.
Somebody should come up with one of those, I'm sure. Look in their archives, in their storage rooms, whatever.
I figure. I mean, it seems like everyone and their grandma has a garage full of knickknacks.
Mm-hmm. Wonder with school and all the clean out and all that stuff, they got old stuff. Of course, they don't have a lot of storage rooms, so they kind of get, once it reaches its level of aging, they chuck it out, I think.
Right.
But somebody should have one.
Yeah. Well, doesn't look like we have any other callers. Should we do a roundout?
Yeah, we'll run this down and see if anybody jumps on the phone lines here. So Well, starting off with Joseph is looking for an old satellite dish for, you know, something at Five Finger Light, a little experiment that they're doing with, I think, some whale sounding of sorts.
I heard there were a lot of whales out there. It's kind of a fun, cool way to do it.
It's a neat spot out there. Boy, in this weather, if it's not windy or anything and the water's good, it's a beautiful trip. But anyhow, he's looking for that, and if anybody can help him out with that, it's 907-650-7228. And Glenn still has some flashing that he's trying to get rid of. He's looking for an offer on it. He's got 7 pieces, 7 inches by 10 foot, and it's got a little 1-inch bend on it, like E flashing. And he's got 6 pieces, 12 inches by 10 feet. And he's also got 3 glass top wood tables. They're a wooden frame with a glass top. One of them is 28 inches square. They're 20 inches tall. And the other one is, there's 2 at 24 by 22 at 20 inches tall also. And I didn't get a price on those. He said they are on Facebook if you want to see a picture of them. But if you're interested and need a price on those, you can give Glenn a call at 907-518-0817. Sally called, and bingo is on for Friday. Doors open at 6. Bingo starts at 7. Monkey bread, monkey bread. You know what monkey bread is, Isaiah?
I think so.
It's kind of like, it's like caramel. It's a gooey mass of butter and brown sugar and caramel.
They're outdoing themselves.
That's good stuff. And it's low in calories, too.
Oh, nice.
Right. No cholesterol, calories, but it's delicious. But anyhow, and whatever else is concocted, but that's up. And she also wanted to remind people that the sign-ups for Oktoberfest are in front of Rexall from 11 to 1 tomorrow morning. And if you want a booth, you got to be there in person or have a representative there in person, pay for the booth. You can sign up for 2 different sizes of tables. Yeah, it's 4-inch, 4-foot square tables, $35. 8-foot tables, $50. And if you want your spot, you got to get there early because no spots are reserved. And then Sunny called, and the Rainforest Festival starts tomorrow. There's still 3 spots available on the Stikine River trip, $266 for a trip up the Stikine, which is a deal. And especially in weather like this, you should jump on that because they're going to go. And if you have any questions, akrainforest.org has got the schedule. And it's also the deadline today for artwork at the museum for the Rainforest Art Show. And if you have, I got this far. Got questions, 772-33, and then I blanked out.
Oh.
But you can go to akrainforest.org, or if you know Sunny's number, or if she's listening, she can call with the number back. But
yeah.
And Nicole called, and she did some cutting back of her geranium crop. And if you want some geranium cuttings, they're at the end of the driveway at 500 Gansino, and come and get them, and you can plant them here this fall.
Yeah. And so we actually have a couple more callers.
Okay.
No rest.
No, well, that's the end of the rundown that we had so far, so we're fresh there. We can start new here.
Okay. All right. Caller on line 1, you are on the air.
Oh, good morning, guys. Hopefully you can find an answer for me. I am tearing up a carpet, and they have the nail strip alongside the wall. What is the easiest way to get that up? It is nailed down pretty good. Anybody have any ideas?
Well, yeah, the best way is like a little Wonder Bar pry bar, just to pry that stuff up. There's no easy way, because that tack strip, they nail that. Just they want to stake it down because that's what holds your rugs tight. So
yeah.
they want to nail that down about every 6 inches, and they're not very big nails. They're only about, you know, inch and a half nails, or they don't go in really far. But there's a lot of them. Yeah, I agree. But there's no real, because it usually comes up in just short little chunky pieces. As far as all the stuff I've tore up.
Yeah, that's what it's doing for me, and it's driving me crazy.
No, there's unless somebody else has a better way of doing it. Some people try to use those those ice scrapers that you use out in there, and just jam it in there and get a little leverage on it, but there's
never
not
been that.
But somebody might have a better idea. But if you want to give them your number, and maybe somebody has a brilliant idea, they'll give you a shout.
Okay, this is Diane Mars.
Yeah.
772-3208.
Okay, But that's from my experience. I haven't torn up in a while, but that's yeah. I agree with you, Diane. It's nailed down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is nailed down real good. Yeah, but
well, when they stretch the carpet, it's got to hold the pressure. They don't want the tack strip pulling up, so they nail it well. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Well, maybe somebody's got a real
a miracle
cool idea. That's what I need is a miracle.
Well, a cool. I like cool idea too.
Okay. All right.
See
you. For me.
Bye, Diane.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Bye.
All right, and caller on line two, you're on the air. Thanks for waiting.
Hi, yeah, this is Matt Winterstein. I was just calling. There's just an event coming up at the end of September, the Arts Council Swing Dance Fundraiser, and that's on the 27th, on a Saturday. But in the weeks before that, on the 9th and the 23rd, Tuesday evening at 7, there's free swing dance lessons at the Mitkoff Dance Troupe Studios. Elsa and myself are teaching Lindy Hop, and so if you want to come on down and learn some swing dance, it's free, but donations go to Arts Council and also to the dance troupe for letting us use their space.
And what were the dates on the lessons?
Yeah, it's next Tuesday, the 9th and the 23rd. On the 16th, there's another Arts Council event. That's Diet and the Lovemakers. Love Soldiers, sorry. And Love Soldiers. And so that event is happening at that time. But, next Tuesday and then the 23rd, 7 to 8.
Great. Dance, live music. What more could you ask for?
And then the 27th is the swing dance.
Yes. Yep. The 27th is the live music swing dance fundraiser.
Okay.
So that'll be live music starting at 7, and if you want to show up at 6, there will be a dance lesson from 6 to 7 to get you up to speed.
Okay. Where's the fundraiser at?
That's at the Elks Club.
Elks, okay. Got it. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Matt. Right.
And any questions, you can give me a call at 406-459-6149.
6149. Got it.
All right.
Got it, Matt. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. Okay. And now we also have another caller. Line one, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Hi.
I have a 2x3 corkboard I can drop off if that'll work.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Okay, I'll drop it off.
Whoa. Wow. And Tradio works. Thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
Okay. We'll be here.
Okay,
dog. All right.
That's the power of Tradio.
Yeah,
the
I know.
The power of the radio.
Ask and you shall receive, I guess.
Yeah. We were talking about the, last week or whatever, I'm sure that this people call back and they say, hey, this, I just got it on there, and the show's not even over and somebody called me and sold this. So it's, people do listen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whether they like it or not.
Yeah, well, sometimes you felt that way, you know, a lot of times, because we're the only radio station in town, but you got no choice when you turn the radio on, either that or you turn the silly TV on. But no, most people do have the radio on in the background. I always do in their houses. And stuff,
yeah, so. It's a good thing. There's something to be said for a captive audience.
So. Yeah. Well, a captive audience and an informed audience, too.
Uh-huh.
That's what KFSK does. They inform you.
Yes. Educate, inform, entertain.
Entertain.
That's us.
All the above, huh?
Okay, well, I feel like we already did a run through.
Pretty much, yeah. These last couple of calls, they got that, the Diane's looking for an easy way to pull up tax strip. Then Matt called about the Arts Council. I'll just repeat that one more time. But on the 27th, there's an Arts Council fundraiser at the Elks. And there's some, if you want to know how to swing dance, they're going to do some free lessons at MDT Studios. The lessons are free and. But they're asking for donations to help, for Mitch Staff MDT to help them, for the studio time. And those free lessons are the 9th and the 23rd. So, And if you have any questions, call Matt at 406-459-6149.
Okay.
That's it.
All right.
Another successful tradio.
I know. Well done, Joe.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we did good.
Yeah. And coming up, we'll have the rest of my Rising Tide show, followed by 10 o'clock. It's Line 1. It's the call-in program about syphilis in Alaska. And then at 11 is some music. So anyway, thank you, everyone, to tuning in to mm-hmm. Tradio. Again, if you have more things you want to buy, sell, trade, we'll be back on Friday at 9 a.m. All right.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK comes from Alaska Commercial Electronics, with sales, installation, and service of marine electronics, including Furuno and Nobletech, in Petersburg since 1986. Alaska Commercial Electronics, 907-772-3893. And from the Tongass Federal Credit Union, now with a dedicated member call center and free financial counseling on Main Street and at 907-772-2900, open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5. Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.